Welcome, dear meditators, to meditation number 6, In This Moment. Cats. Cats sleep anywhere, any table, any chair, top of piano, window ledge, in the middle, on the edge, open drawer, empty shoe, anybody's lap will do. Fitted in a cardboard box, in the cupboard with your frocks, anywhere, they don't care. Cats sleep anywhere. A poem by Ellen Fargen. And now, dogs. Oh, how I envy his tail as we walk on the shores of the sea, wintry birds filling the sky, and my hairy dog jumping about, full of the voltage of the sea's movement. My wandering dog sniffing away with his golden tail held high, face to face with the ocean's spray. Joyful, 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 as only dogs know how to be happy, with only the autonomy of their shameless spirit. Extract from Pablo Neruda's A Dog Has Died. Well, listening to that, we all know that animals really know how to be in each present moment. It's where they always are. Alive to life, so connected with the energies and vividness of it all. The pains, the hungers, desires, leaps and twirls. As we sit in the awareness of meditation, as the world plays out around us, we recognize this total presence of being as the mind experiences everything and lets go. Precious moment to precious moment. Life, a stream of moments. And we, as humans, can be aware of this, aware and present in the experiencing of all things. Realizing the passing of everything eventually. Everything changes, always changing and moving. People, creatures, mountains, deserts. So we sit in that center of pure awareness, without the running commentary of the labeling and judging thoughts. We are aware of our bodies, muscles, skin and bone, as we slowly let go into this space. And as we close our eyes and relax, we are still aware of the sounds and sensations around. Aware without comment from thoughts. we are in this space, which is connecting us to everything else. We belong. We are part of it. We are not isolated and alone. Our thoughts and judging and opinions no longer in this moment separate us. Let us begin.